Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of you now are going back to work, but look in the mirror. Are you like dressing like a pig? Are you wearing like a t-shirt that's ripped and cut off shorts and flip-flops? Is that what you're doing now when you go to work? It seems a lot of us are taking a much more relaxed approach as people go back to the office. With us now is Los Angeles personal stylist Meg Gallagher, who's with us to discuss what is going on. Meg, so are more people showing up at the office now dressed as if they're, I don't know, they just came out of the war zone?
There's definitely been a trend as people are returning to office where the dress codes have relaxed and it has a more casual attitude. That said, I think that it's really important. I get calls every day about this, about like, what should people be wearing? You know, there's a huge return of back to office or hybrid. There's also a lot of work events going on and everyone's kind of really struggling with what to wear.
Was it the time, and this is the old joke, was it the time spent in the sweatpants at home that kind of, because wasn't this trend already starting? People wanted to be a little more comfortable. And then once you get to work from home and you were super comfortable because you just wore whatever you wanted, now having to go back, I'm looking for a middle ground.
Oh, absolutely. I think everyone couldn't wait to get into sweatpants. And then sweatpants became like the bane of their existence because a lot of people gain weight from wearing sweatpants every day. So on top of the fact that people are struggling with what to wear, there's a lot of issues with, you know, people couldn't work out the way that they had before, that their lifestyles changed. And so there's also that component of clothes are, you know, not fitting they were pre-COVID, which is, you know, so you have multiple things that you're dealing with at one time.
So, but there must be professions, I would think, where I like, you know, Mike and I, we wear dinner jackets, too.
What if someone believes us?
No, we don't. Yes, we do. No,
the East Coast, this is inside baseball, yeah. But did the East Coast stations still dress up? Because they used to wear ties all the time.
I know.
And we never
did
it here.
I doubt it. Yeah. They probably are as sloppy as we are. but there must be professions where people are still expected to, I mean, I don't want to go into a bank and sit down with somebody, you know, who's wearing flip-flops, who's going to deal with me and my money.
The more conservative professions that have much more defined dress codes, they still exist, but they have also loosened. I mean, for sure. And what a lot of times, whereas before maybe someone was wearing a suit 5 days a week, now they might be doing a sport coat and, you know, a polo jeans and like cool sneakers or a cool hybrid sneaker shoe or something like that. So across the board, almost every profession has relaxed. That said, what I have said when I work with a lot of people in leadership roles, that when you're in a leadership position and you have a team, you know, the code might be to dress, you know, in business casual, but your team is looking to you as a leader. And so you're going to want to dress a step up because the team most likely will dress down a notch. So there is kind of a navigation of like following the rules. You don't want to make people uncomfortable, but you also, you know, the way that someone in any type of role, whether it's leadership or on a team, you definitely want to be presenting yourself in the way that you want to be perceived.
So since you said business casual, have we termed this new group yet? Does it have some kind of name?
Sharp casual, business casual, you know, it's pretty much people are saying business casual. But I think that business casual has stretched a lot. You know, for some people, there's no jackets anymore, whereas maybe they would have done a sport coat. But I think one of the biggest things that's changed is almost everybody is wearing some form of a sneaker at this point.
And why is that? I mean, most people don't have jobs where they have to walk around a lot. So why do they need to wear sneakers?
Yeah, I think it's like a subconscious like sense of sneakers were just like trending really, really largely as a whole, as a category, whereas before they were very much like sneakers were a form of like a function shoe in terms of working out or whatever. And then they became a fashion shoe through like, you know, urban trends and stuff. And then all the leather sneakers started. And so it became a shoe that like had the comfort of a sneaker, but could, you know, if it was in all leather, it could pass as more of like slightly nodding towards a dress shoe. So that had been happening for a while. But now, like across the board, you know, everybody, if they're looking to casual down their outfit, they might put, you know, a leather sneaker on.
I'm sure there are some people who spend time putting together outfits every day because they like that kind of thing. But do you find that a lot of people have, you know, weekends may be different because you can do what you want.
Yeah.
But that sure. A lot of people have like a work uniform, because I mean, I've got multiple pairs of the same kind of jeans, and I pretty much wear them to work Monday through Friday. And then I've got different button downs and different sweaters. And that's literally what I do here every single week, and it has not changed. But like weekends, then I can just wear what I want. I have a whole bunch of other different things, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think that most people function off of some form of a uniform. And the uniform might be like really feel very personal to them, like that's what they're comfortable in. Also, for a lot of people, it might be kind of like a general kind of unsaid uniform that people wear in their workplace, where it's more, you know, hey, it's more of like, we can do like a polo and jeans and cool sneakers, or maybe they have to wear a jacket, you know, and everyone does the jacket with the button down. People generally, what I find through having had my business for a long time is when there are some form of rules and there is a sense of like, this is appropriate to wear, this isn't appropriate to wear, people tend to really thrive with that rather than having a be like, you can do whatever you want. Like that whole feeling, it leaves
that's
a lot
too
of
stressful.
It's very stressful for people. You know, it can be very stressful when it's easier to get dressed. Like it's why it's like kind of wearing the suit is easy, right? You wear the suit, you put it on, it is what it is. But business casual became really hard for everybody. Like, what is that? Because that is, it's so subjective.
It
can be different depending upon where you are, you know, what your position is, where you live in the country.
Isn't this also difficult for the industry? Because, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, for men, it was the old, you know, notion of the Brooks Brothers suit. But if no one's wearing a suit, what are all these companies, what are they making? How are they selling stuff?
Yeah. So for sure, the suiting companies, well, actually suits are doing incredible right now because all of the events that were supposed to happen during COVID that were canceled are all happening now. And so everybody that I work with who's selling suits, it's like one of their like best sellers. Like suits are just flying off the rack. It's hard to find sizing. For events.
I was going to say, so people are not wearing suits to work, but they're wearing it to go to an event.
Yes. Huh. And it's like that's like a huge seller right now. But for the companies that did sell, you know, a lot more formal business attire, they've definitely like their design teams through fabrications and colors, and they've relaxed it. They'll do, you know, maybe they'll do their suit. There's all these suits now that have like a lot of stretch in them. So they're more of kind of like a hybrid suit. Maybe you wear the jacket to travel in and it has stretch in it. So a lot of the companies have added in, you know, they'll add in soft knits, or they'll add in like a more relaxed jacket that isn't in a blazer shape. Or, you know, they're doing all kinds of things to casual down. If they were more tailored driven, like a great example of that is like Zegna. It's a beautiful Italian menswear company. They've so changed their line to not just be tailoring and to encompass, you know, knits and cool sneakers and all these kind of things, so that they can appeal to people who have a much more casual work wardrobe.
Los Angeles personal stylist Meg Gallagher. Meg, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.